Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 5, verse 9. Don't grumble about each other, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. For look, the judge is standing at the door. You've probably noticed that the Bible introduces us to lots of grumbling people. Most famously, the people of Israel, who whinged after God had miraculously led them out of slavery in Egypt. They'd been there for 400 years, and at last they were set free by the mighty hand of God. The yoke of oppression had been broken, and they were now able to enjoy the sweet taste of freedom. But almost immediately, their response was to grumble, because things weren't working out in the way that they'd hoped. Nothing much has changed. Grumbling continues to consume huge amounts of time and energy in every part of society. You would hope that churches would be a glorious exception to this rule, but sadly, that isn't true. James is concerned about this and is severe in his words. Grumbling shouldn't be taken lightly. It seriously damages the spiritual health of a church, and God will judge it. You have been warned. How should we respond to all of this? Billy Graham once observed, "Grumbling and gratitude are, for the child of God, in conflict. Be grateful and you won't grumble. Grumble and you won't be grateful." I find this helpful. We have a choice to make, and God's desire is that we should live our lives with gratitude. Gratitude to God for all that he has done for us, and an attitude of gratitude towards the people around us. They aren't perfect, but they are in different ways a blessing to us. Grumbling will only spoil our enjoyment of life and the quality of our relationship with other people. And far more seriously, if we allow grumbling to take a foothold in our lives, then it will ruin our relationship with God. Gratitude is God's way for us. So let me ask you a question. What are you going to do when you are next tempted to grumble? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, forgive us for our grumbling. And by your Holy Spirit, nurture in us an attitude of gratitude. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.